Unique Weirdos, what up? It's Roxy Blue.
Big boy.
Bitch. Yo. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I scream to the top, where you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up with some win. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, oh daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word a bend when it comes down to this Danny bar. Put it in your face to make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in, make the shoe. I'm classy with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lift the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lift the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Let's roll play. Throw a few swings. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs. You can be the officer, a better yet, a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living life fast, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is past tense, my mask burned to the heat. That can really silly, that a nigga try and clown me. I make his main bitch eat my box like a brownie. When it comes out to this show, follow me on Twitter if you really wanna know. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lift the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lift the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle.
What's going on, you guys? It's time for me tuned in to All Barbs Radio. It's me, your host, Nikki Barb, and we definitely have Boss Barbs in the building, and we definitely have Brooklyn Black as well. How y'all doing tonight?
I'm doing good.
That's good. How you doing, Black?
Yeah, no, chilling, holding it down, doing my thing. What's up, ladies? How are y'all? I ain't speak to y'all in like a week full of Thursdays.
I know Angel has went through an emotional roller coaster this past week. Her little eggs are leaving the nest, and they're growing older, and first day of what, kindergarten for Bambi?
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
Aww.
It's pretty dope. She's enjoying herself. I mean, so that's all that matters. She's having fun. She loves it.
That's good. That's all that counts, though, because, yes, it'd be such an emotional thing for us as the parents and the mothers especially, but, you know, even they be ready for it already. So I'm glad that she's liking it and everything is going well, and just hang in there because, you know, it's just she's going to keep escalating and he's going to keep escalating from this. It's only going to keep getting older. So brace yourself.
Girl, I know.
Brace yourself.
Because I damn near cried a river at Madison's, you know, moving up ceremony. So, I mean, I know how it is, but I'm definitely ready to rock out, and I just want to know, how was y'all, you know, how was your weekends and shit?
My weekend was cool. Shout out to the band Ellis Ashbrook. They had another slamming, banging concert this past Friday in Brooklyn, and of course I was on hand, held it down, so big shout out to them, everyone who came out to the event. I've actually had a real busy weekend all over the place. I gotta give a shout out to the brothers of Fellowship Number One of Kyrie Grand Lodge in the Bronx. They definitely had an event, showed the brother a good time. Let's see. And also, I gotta give a big shout out to the homie Deuce Privilege. He had a banging showcase going down last night at the Bamboo Lounge with Torch from Maybach Music. He was definitely in the building. Big shout out to the homie Quan Lee. It's always an adventure when me and him get together, so it's always, you know, it's a good look. So I had a eventful weekend. Oh, I gotta give a big shout out to Sam Spartan because that nigga head looks like a fingerprint.
Wait, did you just say a fingerprint though? Like the actual like being like the actual swirls in your fingerprint.
Look at that nigga Twitter Abby. Then tell me his head don't look like a fucking fingerprint all them goddamn ways.
I've seen his Abby, and his Abby is really wavy, you know. I want to just went as far as a fucking fingerprint black, but that shit is, I mean, Angel. I don't know.
I just want to say something really quick. I'm not sure if you guys are aware. I just want to say to the parent, to the people who are listening that have kids, please, 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 please get involved with your kids when it comes to school and listen to them. We had an incident in Maryland yesterday, really close to where I work at, out in Perry Hall, Perry Hall High School, where a little boy shot a mentally challenged child. At the high school because he was retaliating from being bullied. I mean, it's just getting to be a little bit ridiculous, you know. So I send my condolences out to both of those parents because not only did one set of parents lose their child, but the other set lost their son as well because he's going to jail for life. They're charging him as an adult for manslaughter. So just please, if you have kids, please be involved in their lives. Please listen to them. Please watch their behavior because, you know, that's our generation that we're growing into, and those are going to be our leaders of tomorrow. And it's ridiculous that bullying is just going to this extent where it's a consistent thing now, where kids are just shooting up each other.
And I have to definitely, as a mother, I definitely have to back you up on that because, you know, I don't know if y'all knew recently, probably about like 2 or 3 weeks ago, there was a 14-year-old found in my local park, which is right off my block. They found a 14-year-old dead, shot in the head early in the morning in the park. You know, nobody really knows too much of what happened. You know, all we know that day it was storming that day, and it's just sad. You know, and the person who discovered the boy was his own father because he is, like I said again, he's 14 years old. And when you're, especially when you're that young, and as a parent, and your child lives with you, and they're outside in the street over the limit that they're really supposed to be, I know it's just hard to sleep at night. So you go out when you look for your child. And he kept looking and looking and looking, and then he finally finds him. But when he finds him, he has to find him with a bullet in his head. So, and that's just a park that's right off the end of my block, and, you know, and it's sad. So definitely keep up with your kids. Definitely keep up with your kids. And, you know, if y'all don't want the police to be stopping and frisking your kids in the street, so do that shit at home. It should start from home, stop and frisking. A lot of y'all know what y'all kids are into. A lot of y'all know that y'all kids fucking move drugs or have drugs or, you know, you're just aware, but you just probably don't want to say anything. But you should. And check your it's your fucking house. If you have to, what you got in your bag, whatever, you are entitled to because you just want to have the safety knowing that when your child goes outside, you know, well, at least you can say they didn't leave my house with that. So, you know, wherever they did get it from, it wasn't from home. So just, yes, I really do back you up on that 100%. Black, what you have to say about just the whole young, while we're on this topic, just the whole young community and them just killing each other?
Well, it's like this. It's real different as far as bullying and violence goes from when, you know, we were all coming up. You know what I'm saying? You know, and we, you know, we come from an era when if somebody was bullying you, you couldn't come home crying to mommy and daddy that this kid beat you up because you get your ass whipped for not fighting back. You know, and the bullying thing is, it was never a cool thing to do. But back in old times when things were, I would say, more simple, you know, if somebody was bullying you, you either had two things. Either you take it or you stand up for yourself, and you know what I'm saying? But nowadays, you know, there are a lot of programs that were out there, like, y'all remember the D.A.R.E. program? A lot of those things, you know, is not around anymore. Now I'm saying, and also at the same time, we got a whole lot of kids having kids, so they don't have that, you know, they really don't have that structure and someone older to really teach them or show them the right way of how to do shit, how to handle their problems. So they go for the first thing that they know or the shit that they see on TV, which is grab a gun and kill everybody. Now I'm saying that I don't care how gangster, how tough you are, because nowadays gangsters and thugs have kids.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm saying, and they don't want to see their kid laid up on some bullshit. I mean, so, yo, like Angel said, sit with your kids, you know, talk with them, observe their behavior. Like me, I got 6 nieces and nephews, and I've been forced enough to be influential and important in all of their upbringing and all of their lives. And one thing I always tell them, like, you know, you never let someone put their hands on you. You never let anyone try to take advantage of you. You know, you got to give them that, you know, because also a lot of bullying comes from, a lot of bullying victims, they have low self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like that. So if you're at home, and like Nikki said, it starts at home. Everything, it all starts on, like, if you give your kid a whole lot of, you know, a whole lot of love and you help them boost their self-esteem, that making them feel better about themselves when they go outside, can't nobody tell them nothing. Can't nobody bully them. You know what I'm saying? Can't nobody, you know, do them, because at home, they've already been shown, they've already learned how they're supposed to be treated, how they're supposed to treat other people. You know?
Yep.
And, of course, as always with the, like I said, with the whole bullying thing, we come from a day, yo, somebody bullying you, you knuckle up and you handle it, and at the end of the fight, that's the end of it. Y'all go your separate ways, and that's it. And nowadays, you got to worry about somebody getting their big brother's gun or their cousin's gun, come back and shooting up the whole school. That's all I'm going to say about that.
That's all I'm going to say about that shit, too. Just fucking be in tune with your kids, because parents be the first one to be like, not my fucking son, not my daughter, no bitch, yes. Mm-hmm. I know,
mm-hmm.
Right? Ah, so it starts from home. It really does. It really, really does. And with that being said, like, I always like to start off this show, y'all know, with giving some shout outs and shit. So definitely I want to give a special shout out to one of my friends, like one of my, I guess I can still consider him my BFF, but shout out to Ascrap Dizzle, holding it down in the DMV area. Shout out to Scrap Dizzle, at Scrap Dizzle, yes, he's a must follow, definitely, he's a man of many different talents, and networking is his fucking thing. Y'all need to trust my judgment, and just when I tweet his name in a few minutes, just take the initiative to go follow and to network and find out what exactly he does, because he does a lot. And I definitely want to shout out to the All Barbs movement, the All Barbs familia, the All Barbs promoters. Shout out to y'all. Y'all definitely go hard each and every day, and especially each and every Tuesday and Thursday. So shout out to y'all. Definitely be holding down the fort. Definitely shout out to Angel of Tweech, which is, you already know, Plus Bar Soul, who is doing something very influential, and a lot of people don't, if you don't realize it, you won't fucking learn today, because she's becoming popular and, you know, just taking over and becoming a movement. So shout out to Angel Up Beach. Y'all need to fucking follow her. She definitely has a lot of different things going on, and definitely shout out to you Brooklyn Black. Everybody is definitely, they got to be familiar with you already. If they don't, they're going to fucking learn today. Shout out to you, because like I always say, if it wasn't for you, there would be no All Barbs Radio. So definitely got to shout out to the pregame radio fam that brought the All Barbs movement onto, into the little family circle, and we just collabed together. So shout out to you. And shout out to all my Twitter followers, a whole bunch of y'all. I gained a lot of y'all in a couple of in the past week. So I see y'all.
Yeah, I don't want to hear shit about how many followers you done got, right?
I'm sorry, say it again. Nikki, say it again. I can't hear you.
Uh-oh, I said, do you have any shout-outs that you want to give?
I just want to say shout out to everybody who supports the movement, who keeps it going, who consistently supports on and off Twitter. Shout out to SN, who is the co-owner of the Twitter movement. Shout out to all the execs. Shout out to Nikki Barrs, not only for you know, being a part of my family as far as the movement is concerned, but just being there for me, you know, when I just need somebody to talk to, need somebody to motivate me, need somebody to wake my ass up on a Sunday to make sure that I'm planning my day for the week. Just being there, you know, all the way around, because a lot of the time I just don't want to do it anymore, you know, and she's one of the ones who keep me motivated, and make sure that my schedules don't get overbooked. She does a lot. She really does a lot for me, and so just shout out to her. Shout out to all of those people who are going to support me when I go to Atlanta in October, and for the walk in November. And shout out to my Twitter brothers, like at CG the Prince, who take their time out to find, you know, little things that I need that I can't get to, like my hotel to book for events that I'm about to be featured in, and some things I'm going to be coming up in the near future. So just to everybody, to the pregame family, to Brooklyn Black, to everybody who consistently calls in to keep us entertained every Tuesday and Thursday night, shout out to all of you all.
Exactly. I thought that was all moment, right? Oh shit, Black Odd. That's what it is.
Aww.
Oh, we got the fucking awe effects on us, Angel.
I see.
Well, you know, since y'all doing that, you know, doing that, I gotta give a big shout to the whole All Boss movement. You know, I keep my Twitter popping with shout outs, must follows, things like that. I'm getting all of y'all. It's just like All Bars is bigger than Wu-Tang, so it's hard to keep up with everybody. But, you know, big shout out to y'all. I got to give a big shout out to Nikki Barrs, because, like, there'd be times I want to sleep all day because I've been tired from an event or whatever, but she like, nah, nigga, get up, get the shit ready. Or Angel hitting me up in the, you know, Angel making sure I sent her the shit that she needs to get the promos out. You know, you guys are definitely a great great motivation. And like I said before, dudes are real lucky to have either one of y'all. Not saying because y'all are just real dope females, and I'm blessed, privileged, honored to be working beside you ladies.
Thank you,
aww.
Black.
Aww,
right?
Aww.
Thank you.
Aww.
Yes, yes, yes. Shout out to K Continental. He's definitely tuned in right now. One of the All Bar promoters that be holding it.
Shout out to K Continental, who blasted his show off yesterday. You know what I'm saying? I did download it. Good show, my dude. I see you. You're starting your shit off. So big shout out to you, man.
Oh, wait. So you got to tune in to Kid's show?
Yeah, he's only been telling everybody about it for, like, the past couple weeks.
Yeah, but you know, like, I'm about to take my state test for my license tomorrow, so I've just been in study mode and stuff. So that's what it is. Well, at least if I didn't catch it, I'm so glad that you caught it, you can talk so highly of it. So shout out to K Continental, fucking doing the damn thing. I see you taking notes. Wow, that's what it is. That's what it is.
And I know y'all ladies are gonna update me because I missed it because I was at the event last night. But through Twitter and Facebook, I kind of have a gist of what's going on. But what happened with the Love of Hip Hop thing last night? And
no,
y'all get into
you can't say it. You can't say it yet. No, you can't say it yet because I was about to announce it. Because you know I was going to talk about it. You know I was.
Exactly.
You know I was. And you knew. Before, I'm going to let you say what you got to say. But you know I got to take you to the fucking junkie over here, Angel, who has been a faithful Love and Hip Hop Atlanta watcher, who knows, who updates me, because, yes, I don't watch the shit, but according to Twitter, I always know what the fuck is going on. But, of course, you know I have to tune into the reunion. But before you say what you got to say, Black, because I know you're about to go off. I already know.
I missed it, so I'm trying to get a recap.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm about to I saw it, but I want to know, Angel, did you see the reunion?
Girl, yes, I did. I was highly disappointed in it, actually. Like, because to each his own. I do understand that it's television, and I do understand that Mimi wants to uphold herself as ultimate woman.
No.
But I don't get it. Like, I just don't get it. I don't get Jocelyn's attitude towards life. Like, I don't understand why, what's the one that got beat up? And hold on, stop. I just found out who she's referring to when she was talking about getting beat up by her ex. I remember her, K. Michelle, is that her name? So
yeah.
Apparently she is talking about Memphis Bleek. That's really crazy. That's what I was told.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I was told.
Well, what I want to know is, okay, so let's take it to Mimi, right? Because I might as well lie to you, and y'all, like, I'm really not, like, and I know a lot of my listeners right now, a lot of y'all are dudes, but, and I know y'all probably don't want to hear, but y'all gonna fucking hear this for a minute, because I have to just talk about it. And when it comes to Mimi, at certain points, you know, like, I kind of try to, like, I respect her as an individual first and foremost, and as a woman, as a mother. But when it comes down to her, like, just her choosing the man that she supposedly wants to be for the rest of her life, and he does her the way that he does, like, I can't understand that. And then for her to be so, you know, I'm a self-sufficient woman, and I don't take no mess. And I've seen many clips on the show where it was just like she kept saying, like, you hurt me to the core. You hurt me after chance. You know, and then for her to sit there and say, like, he's the father of my child, so I'm always, you know, he's really not going to go anywhere, but if we're together right now, no. I really don't understand it. I really can't. Can you respect that, Angel, that she still, after all this time, wants to just, I guess still even has to hear what we have to say to her? Because at this point, I wouldn't give a fuck about what he had to say and what the fuck he did. I would not give a fuck. I don't care. Like, I really would not care at all. Televised, publicized, Twitterified, Facebookified, I wouldn't give a fuck what he had to say. But, like, could you, like, really, like, respect, like, that she even still listens to him and hears what he has to say?
This is my perspective of the situation, you know. As understanding their relationship, they have been in each other's lives for 15 years, but she made it clear that they haven't been together for 15 years. So for me hearing her say that, it's like she's well aware of what kind of man he is, because she chose to have her baby after he had all those other kids that are well
right,
into their teens.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, so this is my thing. my thing is, really, really, why is she choosing to still deal with him? Why? Is it really because she knows that she can manipulate him? Maybe she's really manipulating him. Because it seemed a little bit deeper than what, you know, like, she knows that he's a cheater. But then it's like, to Mimi, looking at the reunion, it's like, he said, I'm going to always love Mimi
love
and I will
her.
Always have her back. So is it really that she understands that, so she really plays the victim so that he can do for her? Do you understand where I'm coming from?
But then,
whereas
but
Jocelyn...
She's self-sufficient, though. That's what she screams.
Right,
she said that she's self-sufficient before Stevie, and she
point,
will always will be.
I think at this point she's using him. That, this is just my opinion. Because even with Mimi, Mimi made a statement because he said, yeah, I'm such a bum-ass nigga, but you asked me to marry you. He said that to Jocelyn. And Jocelyn made a statement. She said, why would I not marry you? You're worth a lot of money, and you're about to be worth even more money. So that in a statement right there spoke tons, because when she said that, I don't know if you paid attention to Mimi's face. Mimi chuckled like, yeah, bitch, I know that too. So, you know, even with following the show, when she presented him with those documents saying she wanted half of what he was going to, whatever proceeds he was going to make from Jocelyn, is I think it's a little bit more to that. Like, I think she's emotionally done, but I think she's keeping him around because she enjoys the benefits. And, you know, it plays in her best interest to keep him around, you know, because, again, there's no other reason why he's around.
I feel that, but then I just feel like, as a real woman, though, you know your worth. You know what you know your worth. So you wouldn't have to entertain a nigga and his bullshit if you know that you could do better without that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, how would you stomach, you know, somebody that you knew for so long, and then y'all actually did, you know what I'm saying, get into a relationship, and then y'all finally did have a kid after me knowing and that friend going through, you know, every single, you know, relationship problem that you had before, you know, how can I stomach that? Did you have another bitch pregnant, that you got another bitch pregnant, that you even,
I can't. Mm-mm. He's a punk, first of all. He can't fight. Second of all, like, then the lady who was hosting the show asked him about the rat face. You know, I died on my back because, you know, that's like my coin phrase for him is like Stuart Little. So when she referenced that to him, like, that was just the most hilarious thing. You know, it's just everything about him just reads wrong to me, you know. Then the whole thing where he tried to fake the front about the fight incident and how he had to shut him up real fast because he's about to dig a hole, and he already knew what was up, so he shut up real fast on that aspect. And I wouldn't walk around with that. First of all, if you're gonna be cheating and it's that third nigga, you better know how to fight. Like he doesn't have looks to me. He doesn't know how to fight. Like I don't understand. Dick ain't that good.
For me, fuck all that other shit. Like, he don't know how to fight. He looks like fucking Stuart Little. Like, I wish a nigga would that looks like Stuart Little that could not fight, and I was the best thing this nigga ever fucking had. Then it could come up to me after knowing him for so long, and then you know what I'm saying? Like, and gonna fucking tell me, like, oh, well, you know, this is what it is, or admit to this shit after fucking lying about it. Like, it's just not. I just can't, me as an individual, as a woman, like, for, you know, what I believe in and what I stand up for, I couldn't, that shit don't fly with me. Because a lot of shit that niggas do, as females, when we try to do it to them, it does not fly, like, just straight off rip. Like,
but what I want to ask you is, did you catch him when those two were talking to the host, and she asked what was the problem with Jocelyn being in the triangle? Mimi specifically said it wasn't about Jocelyn. It was the fact that he hid Jocelyn from her. So really, at the end of the day, she knows he's a cheater. Do you understand?
Right.
And then
for Jocelyn to say, well, fuck it, like, she loves Mimi because she loves Stevie. You know what I'm saying? And that, like, fuck it. Like, if this was about whatever, like, fuck it. I would tell, if he married Mimi, I would fucking marry, I would be in the wedding too, because we will both be collecting his check and getting his big check. Like,
excuse me.
Yes.
Hi, ladies. Hi. My name is Black. I'm the dude back here pushing buttons and shit.
What's up? What you got to say, Black? What's up? All
right. Here's my thing. Yo, I don't know what it is, because the shit that Mimi, that you guys have said Mimi said, that just kind of tells me in the back of my head. If a guy messes with a chick that has kids from another dude, that other dude can always come back. All
right. But you can't say that, because you
why?
Can't say that. Why? You want to know why I could say that? Because I have a child.
Wait, she just said that.
I have a child.
She just said that.
Okay, but I'm just saying, I have a child, and I'm not with, you know, her father. You know what I'm saying? And after we broke up the first time, he has no chance of me. Like, I'm so fucking over him, like a rerun of Good Times. Like, I'm dead ass. Like, it's like, I would always, you know, like, be trying to be cordial just off the simple fact of my child. But for him to come back and try to rekindle shit, like, I'm just, once I got over him, because we broke up the first time, and we've been broken up for a while, and it just was clear, like, okay, just move on with life, time goes on, I'm good. He can't really, I'm not interested. I don't feel the same way that I felt towards him before. Like, I don't look at him the same way anymore. He's just my daughter's father.
Okay, fine. You, more like you two ladies are like a 0.3% of women who feel that way. I'm saying, but we even moving off of that. So Mimi is effing beautiful. Now here's the thing. Here's my thing. She's like, where she is, she's gonna sell herself short and be part of this this triangle shit, because Stevie J is known. This nigga Stevie J hasn't produced a hit since Eve's debut album, man. The only reason why he was on that shit because he was fucking her.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't sent her back to the strip club. How much money is he really pulling? And if that's the case, I need to move my broke ass to Atlanta, because I will live like a fucking king.
I don't know. I just have to say this. I have to say, as far as the statement that she made was saying that, you know, Stevie will always be around, this and third. You know, a lot of times when people have children by other people, you know, like, they make the assumption that it always has to be like, oh, we gotta be together to that third. So it's like, when she made that particular statement, I kind of understood where she was coming from, because, you know, in her mind, they've only had a romantic relationship for a short period of time. They've had a more of a friendship relationship
for a longer period
than they
have
had.
Right,
mm-hmm. Exactly. So the friendship aspect of it kind of outweighs it. Mm-hmm. I just want to say this to you, comment. Like, with my children's dad, I would do anything for him. We're not together. I don't hate him. He don't hate me. That's my nigga. Like, that's my nigga.
I don't hate
him
either. And we're just cordial. Just, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, my
Right, but what I'm saying is, you know, but from an outsider looking in, they don't understand. They're like, how is it that, you know, y'all so cool, you know, it's a third, but you guys are not together. You have to understand that being parents, you have to be adults. So that part of I understand.
But how many times?
I don't want to see her back with him. That's what my thing.
Many,
my thing is,
exactly.
I don't believe they're not together.
Because how
I don't
many,
believe they're not together.
Me neither. Because how many, like, my whole thing is, whether I have kids with you or not, and I put up with certain shit for 20-plus years, and, like, every time you come around because of that child or whatever, have you, whatever, you know what I'm saying, and I just look at you, like, after a while, I'm going to get tired of that, and I'm not going to want to really, it's not going to faze me. So you'll just be around just to be around. You'll be the person that, you know, I have a child by you, or I have kids by you. But after them doing you a certain way, you know what I'm saying, in certain situations, like, you can still come around. And yeah, then if you, you know, if your fucking car broke down and you needed somebody to give you a jack or an extra spare tire, I'm gonna see what I can do for you. And if I can help, I'm gonna help out. You know, because at the end of the day, you could have caught that when my child was with you. And you know, I'm her mother, and I'm gonna do what I have to do, and I don't hate you. But at the end of the day, like, people that, like, I just feel like he knows that he can get away. Like, all he has to do is just, like, apologize to her and make certain facial expressions, and she's gonna fucking reminisce, like, he's fucking ugly.
But maybe it was never that serious. You know what I'm saying? Maybe the "you hurt me to the core" was a theatrical piece that she did just so that whatever she... Because you have to understand, when they do these dumb-ass reality shows, they do things for a purpose. So maybe in 3 months, we'll see her on her own show coaching people on relationships. Maybe.
Right.
You never know. So maybe all of that came into play, whereas we don't really know. Like, to be honest, I just think the whole situation, it has been fixed. I did, because there's no way in the world you can sit across from a female who disrespected you, disrespected your child, had a baby by somebody that you, quote unquote, was in love with, and you being the other woman know that this woman is taking half of everything that you will ever make for the rest of your life. I don't see that in real life.
Black.
I don't see that working like that.
Black. I'm gonna let you talk for a minute while I have to step away for 1 second. So I'm gonna let you go back and forth with Angel. Yeah, really quick. All right.
Well, here's my thing. My thing is that, you know, like I said, Mimi is a gorgeous individual, and the fact that she's willing to put herself through shit like that, you know what I'm saying? I guess a dude like me, I just find that shit redundant. Like, yo, she can go and get another dude and have herself something that means shit.
I don't
know. Instead of her, you know,
because
she, come on, like, let's be serious. Like, she's just honestly just continuously putting herself in shit, you know what I'm saying, to get hurt and shit. You know what I'm saying? I can't really say much about Jocelyn because I'm still on the fence of whether she's actually male or female. So.
Well, they were clear on that yesterday that she's a female because the host actually saw her pee on the pregnancy test. Because she wants to confirm the story before she came on the show to, you know, blast it, whatever the case may be via blogs and stuff of that nature. So she called, Jocelyn apparently called her, and they met up, and she actually watched Jocelyn strip down to her neck itself, and she watched Jocelyn pee on the stick. So the host was actually able to confirm that Jocelyn is a woman. All
right, so, okay. Jocelyn is a very, let's say, well scientifically put together woman, and she can get any dude she wants. But like I said, even just like me, she could, you know, they put themselves in this situation where they're gonna get hurt and get treated like shit, and be talking to, and some dude telling them about you gotta drop the bus or whatever the shit that nigga was saying.
I just don't buy it anymore. I don't buy it. I think it's all a setup. I think at the end of it all, CBJ will be the one that's going to get fucked. I don't buy it. Like, I just don't buy it. From what I saw yesterday, I think CBJ's the dumb one. I think they have conditioned him to feel like he's king in order to conquer him. I really feel like that.
I don't know. Maybe this caller has some insight. Your last 4 digits are 6072. You're live on All Bars Radio with Boss Bars, Nicky Bars, and myself, Brooklyn Black. Let the people know who you are and where you're calling from.
Yeah, man, I'm one of Angel followers on Facebook. You know, Nicky Bars. My name's CeeDee. Just called in to show love, you know what I mean? I'm an artist, you know what I'm saying? And I'm listening to the Lord. I'm just tuning in, you know what I'm saying? Showing love, man. And it's funny because, you know, it's entertainment on TV, you know what I'm saying? Imagine if we was watching a show and nothing wasn't going on. We wouldn't be tuned into it, so they got to make it more interesting, regardless if it's real or if it's not real, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. agree. Hi, Sadie. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm chilling, laid back, you know. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. But I agree. I just think it was fixed. I don't believe it. From what I seen yesterday, I just think that they're setting him up, and he's so dumb and stuck in his own little self and his own little box that he doesn't even realize what's getting ready to come.
Well, I mean, he going to take it any which way it comes, because any man in that situation would do the same thing. But I don't think, you know, certain men wouldn't disrespect their baby moms to the level where he did, but, you know, to each his own, you know what I mean? She cool with it, so why not? He cool with it.
Don't you have to take out that black?
Yo, he's right, because that makes sense. Yo, because Mimi is a perfect case of letting people do what they're allowed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Only reason why he does all the shit he does with both of these heifers is because they allow him to do it. They let him do it. So people will do as much as you'll allow.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So they keep allowing it, keep doing it, then he'll just find other ways to do shit. And what? Mimi be like, oh, that's the father of my child, and he ain't going nowhere in the long run. And then you got Johnson ass speaking in Spanglish and shit, talk about, oh, he ain't going nowhere, I ain't going nowhere. So what the fuck? He feel, yeah, he commander in chief right now. His pimp shit flying high.
Hey, and I don't see nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean?
At the end of the day,
he may not be the most, you know, coolest individual as far as his swag and all that. You know, everybody think he a clown, but he keeping it 100 regardless if he playing slick with it, because he laying everything on the table and like, look, this is what it is. It's either you going to be down with it or you ain't.
I've just seen women like them, and I've seen guys like Stevie, and I've seen them be so naive to what's going on that at the end of it all, the women have came on top, and I just really feel like that's what this is. I really feel like that on Mimi's end, she's had enough of his shit that she wants to make him suffer, and the only way to make him suffer is to catch him off guard, because he just thinks he's so much smarter than both of them. He thinks he's so much slicker than both of them. And with a smart woman, as smart as Mimi is, he's being really naive. He's being really naive to think that she doesn't have something up her sleeve, and I really feel like she do. I really do.
The woman been with the man for 15 years. You know what I mean?
She been taking that bullshit for a minute.
Exactly. She got a plan.
But
she
hasn't been romantically with him for 15 years. They have been knowing each other for 15 years. See, that's a misconception. Right.
Down.
But with that, she did also state that they have had an off-again, on-again relationship. So what she said was there has been times that they have not been together, but they have been, still been friends. And then as time went on, he would get himself together, quote-unquote, and then she would try again. But her problem was it was just this particular incident was greater than all the others because he wasn't upfront with what was going on. So, again, I'm going to say this again. I just think everything was theatrical, because if you're a woman and you know that this guy likes multiple women, this, that, that, third, why are you really upset? She's really upset because she knew nothing about Jocelyn, because she had to know about Jocelyn on air. That's why she's upset, because when she found out about Jocelyn is when we found out about Jocelyn. And I think that's what it was.
That's bullshit.
I just don't think it was the fact that he was cheating. I think it was the fact that she didn't know anything about Jocelyn being on the low with him.
She knew about
and
Jocelyn at least 6 months before the rest of us did.
You have to understand that these shows are taped in advance anyway.
Right.
So what I'm saying is, when they were taping,
I really don't believe that she, I believe that she knew that he was, you know, dealing with her business-wise, but I think the icing that broke it was when Carly Rae said what she said to her, and she was in shock because she did not, he did not say that to her. I really believe if he would have said something to her like, oh, I'm screwing this, whatever, however he was saying to her from the previous females, because it's been known, because a lot of other people that are on that show have said that this is not the first time that he's cheated and she has been aware. I believe that it would have been something totally different. I don't think it would have been blown as much out of proportion as this whole situation has been blown out of. And Mimi's going to ride with it because it's making Mimi famous. So why not?
I guess what people will do for fame. But, homie, let the people know your Twitter where they can follow you at. And, of course, you know, to send your music in to Nikki Bob so we can get it on air, All Bars Radio. So, like
you
I said, let people know your
you
Twitter.
You guys played him last week. You guys played his music last week, so.
Okay, so you said out last Twitter so I could get it on there. Well, it looks like he already hung up, so let's move on to the next caller. Wow, shout out to everyone tuned in. Last four digits of your number is 2384. 2384, you're live on air.
Yeah, what's good? This is Kid Continental. What's up, y'all?
Hey, what it do?
What's good? Hey, ladies.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing, I'm getting a headache from being in front of this damn computer all today, so I'm doing okay. Half and half. What's up with y'all?
I'm okay.
We chilling, man. You know, congrats on the blast off of your show.
Thank you. I mean, tonight I'm doing another joint for my man. His mixtape's supposed to be released, and I produced the whole damn mixtape. So I told him I want to release it. So that's gonna be tonight. I left the link on Twitter. That's all over my joint, all over my Facebook too. So if y'all not asleep by that time, cause it's gonna be 12 at night. So if y'all not asleep, y'all can download it or listen to me and him. You know. Go back and forth. That's my man. That's my little artist right there. So I'm going to be working with him. So.
Oh, no doubt. Black could be there.
No doubt.
Angel will be asleep, but I will check it out tomorrow.
No doubt. Nah, yeah, it'll be up there. I always leave stuff because, you know, Angel, she's always cool. She's always checking on me, trying to see if I'm okay and all that. And I'm like, yeah, I'm good. And then, you know, she's always making me laugh and stuff because she's that funny. So, you know. So, I mean,
so, Kid, I guess we want to know, how do you feel about the whole Jocelyn and Mimi and situation in a whole, not really just like them per se, but like women that are in that situation and men in that situation?
I mean, I think it's kind of like, you know, it's only for entertainment. That's what I feel. Like, in real life, I've seen it before in real life, and, you know, I had family members that was like that, like dudes, I had family members that was like that with their women, and I sit there, and I'm like, you know, I would never do that, you feel me? Like, so I'm sitting there like, damn, when I see somebody like Stevie J doing it, I've seen it before. But at the same time, it's just like, these niggas that did it in my family was hard. They was like, yo, I did what I did, and, you know what I'm saying, you know, it wasn't right, but they was hard. With him, it's like, he knows what he's doing, but he's like the fucking devil. Like, he sits there, and he got this little grin on his face, like, you know, this little laugh and shit. Like, I'm just like, yo, he's good for TV, let's just put it that way. But the whole situation, I mean, we have situations like this every day, you feel me? So, I mean, it's wrong, but, I mean, it's life, you feel me? So, I mean, I wouldn't do it, you know what I'm saying? I found it wrong on my part because I don't like, you know, seeing stuff like that, but that's how they portray people on TV. I mean, it, you know, gets people watching, so.
Black, hello? What do you have to say about what Kid just said?
Yo, Kid's 100% correct, you know what I'm saying? And once again, it's just dwindles down to the point like, yo, it's a shame what people are to do for the fame and the little bit extra cash and the little bit of prestige and shit. Like, you know what I mean? That's why, one, Brooklyn Black has been where he's at. And I'm comfortable here. Like, you know, people come, you know, they came through a pregame radio, blew up, went their own direction, and much success and much luck to everyone who's done it. You know what I'm saying? All Bars Radio included. But I'm not going to jeopardize my morals, my soul, not saying just to, not saying, you know, on TV and just to get over 20,000 Twitter followers and shit. But hey, follow me at Brooklyn Black. You know what I'm saying? I do follow back, but
it's just a sad thing, yo. You know what I'm saying? We went from just in general, just watching TV, you know what I'm saying? This is what, like, how people portray us. At the end of the day, a show like Love & Hip Hop, you know, Atlanta, people watch these things. They watch these things and they're like, yo, this is what, you know, our people do. Just keeping an eye on it. Like, I hate it. You know what I'm saying? I don't see nobody getting married on there and shit like that. I just see, I mean, what's her name? Rashida. Her husband, they went through it. That's regular wife and husband thing. And I like seeing that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when I see, you know what I'm saying, with K Michelle, she's crying and stuff, and homegirl's like, oh, well, I don't believe that happened to you. Like, come on, you can't do that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're portrayed as, you know, she's hallucinating up this woman that's been beaten on every day and stuff like that. And I understand it's real life shit, but at the same time, I mean, can we get looked at on the brighter side? Like, you know what I'm saying? And it's kind of sad because I think, like, the last Love & Hip Hop, it was like everybody was getting on to more positive things, so they like cut that off. Like, nah, since Chrissy, since you about to get married and you about to have a baby, we're gonna cut your ass off. Since, you know what I'm saying, what's the tall Spanish chick, since you about to have a record deal and about to do some records, we're gonna cut your ass off. Since Olivia, since you find a better route to put out your music, we'll cut your ass off. But we find other ratchet things to, you know, feed on, you feel me? Like, not us.
Nikki, what's your thoughts, Nikki?
You know how I say it. You know how I feel about all of this shit. Hey, what's up, kid?
What's good?
They're on reality TV, but I really feel like a lot of these people need reality checks, like, and not, like, royalty checks, like, reality checks on life and just, I guess, how to be real and then be on reality TV because, yes, like Angel could tell you, we've been casted for so many different things and I've been sat there through meetings and they're telling me, like, okay, so yes, it's a reality show, but to every reality, it is scripted because we might want you, Nikki, to be the one, and it's just like, there goes the bullshit. So I really feel like overall, you know, I guess they doing it for the entertainment and for the love of money. But
I'm just saying, I don't understand how, like, they got have a show like Mob Wives. I mean, they getting in there. They be fighting and all that shit. But their husbands are, like, loyal to their women. Like, yo, fuck that. Like, you my woman and that's it. And then with us, it's like, oh, well, I'm going to treat you like shit. Because this
Because I used to follow the Mob Wives a lot. Like, fucking shout out to Drita. You know what I'm saying? I used to follow the Mob Wives a lot. And the mobsters, like, they weren't fucking faithful.
They
the Mob Wives had to go
through. I understand that, but it's,
you know what I'm saying?
Because
I believe one of them, her husband is incarcerated right now, or she's filing for a divorce because of other women, and she's just like, fuck this shit.
I mean, but I look at it this way, my fault, but I look at it this way, like, you know what I'm saying? If they did it behind, you know, closed doors, and then people, their wives or whoever found out about it later. It's more like a respect thing. With somebody like Stevie J is the perfect, he's like the, how do I put it? He's the prototype model for reality TV. We want somebody like that on reality TV, so we could look at him and be like, yo, this is that dude, you know what I'm saying? Or we could look at him and look like he's an asshole, you feel me? And it's just sad that, you know, I'm just keeping it, I'm just saying, you know, it's kind of like, damn, like, we got to look at somebody like that to be the prototype or the model for a dude, like, you know, a black dude that, you know, when all of us are out here doing our thing, some of us are faithful, like me, I'm faithful, like, I'm not about no Stevie J, you feel me?
when I think about some sort of...
Oh my god. Last 4 digits of your number is 5963. You're live on air.
What it is, Nikki?
What's up? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Hi, Angel. How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. I'm great. Great getting
okay,
it in.
Okay, well, can you let, you know, my listeners know who this is and where you're calling from?
Y'all know who this is, man. Y'all should know me by now. This is the KCG the Prince, man, getting it in. What's up?
I know.
Atlanta, what's up? ATL, what's going on?
What's going on? How you doing?
I'm great, man. I'm great. Just grinding, man. Putting the work in like always. Putting a little OT in.
I definitely feel that. So, if everybody doesn't know, this is definitely CG, the Prince, one of the all-bars promoters. He fucking holds it down. Definitely keeps it 100. And if you don't believe me, you could definitely tune into his show. And I'm going to let him share all that information before he goes. But you already know, I'm so fucking nosy. And I want to know, what's your input on the Love & Hip Hop reunion?
You want to hear something? You want to hear something? This may sound, I might be the only person that can say this shit. I don't even know what's going on in Love & Hip Hop. I don't get caught into all that. I can't even tell you who the hell, well, I know who Stevie J is, but I don't get caught into all that. I don't watch that series, so I don't know what the hell going on Love & Hip Hop.
You may not, because I don't watch it either. Like, I tuned into the reunion because I just wanted to see it, but I hardly tune in. But because whenever it does come on, like, my Twitter, you know, like, I have a lot of followers, so whenever, like, that's all I see.
That's all I see, but
that show. So I kind of could put, you know, pieces together on what's going on. And, you know, Andrew, she definitely tunes in and shit like that. So I always, you know, get my updates from her and I confirm shit with her. But I definitely do feel you because, I mean, that shit is not fucking paying my bills.
I mean, this is how I feel about all reality TV, Mild Wives, you know what I'm saying, all these little VH1 reality shows, man. At the end of the day, yeah, it's good to catch them, but like you said, man, what them folks doing for you? And I feel like them folks ain't doing shit for me. They not putting money in my pocket. I don't give a damn what they doing on TV. Most of them, I forget on TV and do that shit just for the money. They don't be like that in real life. So I don't get caught into it. I got money I got to make.
Word.
And that's how I feel about reality TV.
I definitely do feel you. I definitely do.
So when Stevie J... We're a little scrappy when they start paying my bills. Shit, I'll watch it all day. You know what I'm saying? But
I feel you. But it was just so funny to me. Like, if you would have just saw it, though, like, when.
Well, tell me what happened. Give me a rundown. Give me a real quick rundown what happened.
All right. Well, basically, Mona, the host, had, you know, Jocelyn. Well, he had Jocelyn and Stevie J sitting on one chair, and then she had Erica and Scrappy sitting on another chair, like, but they were on set together. And, you know, basically the questions that came up about the incident that they had when fucking Scrappy had to put his paws on J, you know what I'm saying? And they were just basically wanted to get to the bottom. Like, they wanted to get to the fucking bottom because a lot of that fight was, you know, edited. And when this nigga fucking Scrappy was just like, yup, I fucking put the paws on him. I would do it again. I did this and that. And this nigga CBJ, when it came to him, he was just like so like brushing it off so nonchalant. Like, hey, man, I'm CBJ. No, nigga, this nigga is fucking stunning you right now. Like, he just was so fucking funny to me. Like, I believe Scrappy now because at first I thought Scrappy was over exaggerating, but when the niggas could fucking press him straight face-to-face, like, on stage, and, I mean, they wasn't gonna fight, but he still didn't fucking say anything. Like, he still didn't say much. Like, he really didn't. If anything, I felt like Jocelyn hold down that fight for anything. And it was just crazy. I just think CBJ, he just, I don't know. I think,
I did see the fight.
He don't pay my bills. He's not getting me
fight.
Now.
I think it was BS. And like you said, a lot of that fight was edited, you know what I'm saying, and everybody wanted to run around with their opinions or what happened. But, man, all that shit on TV, so it's all edited. Only people that know what went down was the people that was there.
All that shit on TV, word up.
Word up, and that's keeping it one motherfucking 100, right?
You already know, man. I'm coming straight at you.
I love it. Angel, do you have anything to say to Mr. CG the Prince?
Andrew, I love you. You're the best. I'm waiting on you, man.
I know. I can't wait. Love you, too. I just want to
I just want everybody to understand why I watch reality TV. I watch reality TV because I need to know what I'm coming up against when I go on to these casting calls. And for those who do not know, I have a really very, very big important one coming up really soon that I will not disclose, because if you don't know, then you just have to wait and see.
Damn,
I don't know.
Can I get a DM?
Sure. To me, it's entertaining because, you know, I sit back and I actually watch how these people will come on and they portray their lives as a set to third. But what I want to say before we let him go, DBJ is exactly what a lot of the guys in the media is. A lot of the guys who have women that are in the entertainment business treat their women exactly how DBJ treats his. So he's just doing it out in public. A lot of women who date celebrities of a high status know that there are other women. A lot of them deal with it because of who they're dating. Look at people like Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg's
okay.
Him and his wife been out for a very long time. I'm not saying it's right, but what I'm saying is what CBJ is doing, he is exactly what the niggas do when they have relationships in the industry. That's what they do. And all he did was come on TV and flaunt his shit.
Angel, I agree with you though, man. Like, see, I'm a loyal nigga. Like, I tell anybody that talks to me, like, I keep it 100. I'm a loyal ass nigga. I ain't got time for all that, because at the end of the day, man, all them broke down dirty bitches that want to come holler at you, they ain't gonna do shit for you like your woman gonna do shit for you. You know what I'm saying? So I like a ride or die type female. But you right though, man. Most cats get in the game and they want to have 2-3 girlfriends, you know, and be married and shit, man. But I ain't. To me, that shit's not cool, you know what I'm saying? Because if you got a loyal chick that's ride or die, she by your side when you, you know what I'm saying, when you down and out, you can't beat that. Because them groupie hoes, what they going to do for you?
But see, there's a difference between being a ride or die chick and just being fucking stupid.
Mm-hmm.
You right about that, too, though. You absolutely right about that. But most of the women stay for the money.
Yep, and they don't want to admit it because it makes them look like gold diggers. But if you actually sit back and you think about it, most of them are in it for the money, and a lot of the guys who do these things to these women pacify these women because you know why? It's cheaper to keep them. Because if they divorce their ass and no prenup has been signed, they're going to take all they fucking have. So it's a win-win situation. The female getting what she want to get, and he getting what he want to get. It's just that people outside of that environment don't know that because they don't live in that environment. But if you ever notice, if you ever pay attention to celebrities and their chain of events, a lot of them have affairs because that's just the territory that they're in. It's not right, and I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm saying that's just reality. Reality is when a lot of entertainers are put up on a pedestal to a certain height in their career, when they're married, they get tempted. Now, rather if their spouse accepts it or not, that's behind closed doors. But we say it all the time. We say it all the time. Even with Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith, it happens.
It's all about Will and Jada, man.
All I'm saying is it happens. Just because it don't be broadcasted, just because you don't see it every day, don't mean it don't happen. But you, everybody knows that. All CBJ did was make an ass out of himself. That's all he did, in my opinion.
Stevie,
I agree.
But that's it. But I'll see you soon.
Oh, no doubt, man, no doubt.
So, Black, do we have any music for today? I'm ready to hear some music. I don't know about you guys.
I got some music. You know, shout out to Mickey Bobs, who keeps me updated on the 106 and Park shit and the shit on the radio. You know, because y'all know I'm an old hip-hop head. You know, I really don't know nothing past 2003.
Black needs to live because Man Black is the same age, and he acts like he's an old-ass man.
Yo. I don't act like I'm an old-ass man. That's just how y'all treat me. It's just my taste in music is older.
Now, we know I like the same kind of music. I'm just a little bit more diverse than you. We'll be playing. What you playing tonight? Let me hear what you got tonight.
I'm going to play some new Chris Brown because I fuck with Chris Brown.
All right.
Chris Brown?
All right.
Yeah.
Chris Brown? Oh, yes. Oh, no. You want to know why? I had to say it like 4 times only because like, I thought about something. Yes. Play some fucking Chris Brown. Play that song. I like my Chris Brown, too.
I thought you was going deaf for a second, and that's not good
I'm
for a radio host.
I'm a fucking idiot. Yeah, play that song. Play Chris.
347.
Chris
Breezy, Chris Mack.
What's on my mind? I had some drinks, thinking about how bad you be. Don't you remember the last time the sex was good? I made you scream. We was really on. I remember the feeling like it was just yesterday. Now I'm up in the city, I'm fucking it up while getting this extra pay. Screaming death to haters and debaters, they wanna discuss me. But I be getting them pesos and that fire hair like I'm lucky. Yo, this the shit, yo, it must be. And I love the way that you ride. And I'ma kill that pussy off, yo, it's a homicide.
Till it's late at night and I'm driving over to your crib for some action. And I just can't wait to put it down. I just wanna work you out. Pull up in your driveway. If you keep the door unlocked, I'm coming in, girl. I need to go and up the stairs into the bedroom. I pop a bag, throw petals on the floor. We gon' do it all night. We gon' do it all night. Play. Girl, your body on my eyes. Up and down. Make me work for it. Work for it, baby.
I'ma give you the business, girl. You gon' get it when I start really using my tongue, baby.
Yeah, girl. Whenever I'm in your city, you know I'ma go by baby. I know I'ma fuck the city up. Nah, I'ma give you my love to you. You, I'ma fuck the city up.
Yes, yes, yes. You're definitely tuned back in with me, your host, Nikki Barbs, on All Barbs Radio. And we definitely have the lovely panel at Angel Loves Tweets. And we have Brooklyn Black in the building.
And we have the ice cream man.
And, no, we don't. So, I thank you for playing my song. Angel tried to clown on it really quickly and get really, really beside herself, you know what I mean, and say, oh, he's a kid, he's too young, he's in the winter with Chris Brown.
No, say it the right way. No, you got to say it the right way, baby. Say it the right way. I said Black. I told Nikki to tell you not to play any more of a young-ass music. You're going to play Trey songs.
You want to hear some...
You want Trey songs?
You want to hear some...
I want to hear a grown-ass man.
You want to hear... But wait. Chris Brown is grown. Shout out to Chris Brown, because we actually shared the same motherfucking birthday, Cinco de Mayo. And I was up in the club with him celebrating my birthday party when he was doing his at Club Avalon, when they were doing it on, what was it, MTV Sweet 16 or whatever, that special. So shout out to Chris Brown. But he's fucking grown. Trey, you know why you probably want to hear Trey? Because Trey talk about sex more than Chris.
Yes, I don't wanna.
Yes, you admitted it. Yes, yes.
Listen, is nothing wrong with Trey talking about sex and getting girls wet?
I love Trey.
I don't wanna. You know what? Shout out to Chris Brown. He has great talent. But every time I hear him sing, every time you know what I'm about to say. Stop. Let me get it out, Nikki. Every time I hear him sing, I can picture him fucking breakdancing. Like,
no, but see, that's the thing. Like, no, because not every time I hear Trey, I think it's him. I mean, Chris, I think it's him breakdancing. No. Like, I love Trey's songs. Like, first of all, I fell in love, with my daughter's father to that whole first album. Like, we fucking played that shit. He used to come pick me up, and actually, we used to put that shit on the cassette. At first, I don't know, he made a copy of it somehow, some way on a tape, and he used to always play that shit. And I fucked with Sex Figure Stereo and Store Run and I Can't Stop Missing You. I fucked with that. And Trey is freaky. He is fucking freaky. But
yeah,
Chris Brown though, he's freaky, but then he switches it up and then. Whatever, I'm just saying, shout out to Chris Brown.
I miss the old Chris Brown. That's what it is. I miss the
before you formed up Rihanna, Chris Brown.
Yeah, that's what I miss. I miss the Chris Brown who actually, when he was singing, the songs matched with him dancing. Not the Chris Brown that's singing a slow song and this nigga is break dancing while he's singing a slow song. I be confused on what the hell is going on in the videos.
Shout out to Kay Hampton Unsu. Shut up. If Black and Angel saw that tweet that Kay Hampton Unsu sent me, it's so funny. I'm not retweeting it though. Shut up, Kay. That's my thing. But definitely, I want to know, okay, so this is the thing. It happens all the time, and I want to know if it happens to you, first and foremost. But I want to know what happens when you have that girlfriend that, you know what I'm saying, she's around you, she's around your man, and somehow, some way, she ends up later on down the line as being your friend but fucking your man, and then I want to know about the dudes that get with the girl but end up always wanting to fuck her friends or do fuck her friends. And Black, I want to know if you ever got with a chick and, you know, you was dating her and I was supposed to be your fucking boo, you know, when you close your eyes, you thought about the bitch, you open up your eyes, you thought about the bitch. Every now and then, you know, sporadically you thought about her. But then you end up, you know, now you get close to her, you start meeting her friends and family, like, and you end up now all of a sudden feeling the urge to fuck one of her friends. Like, has that ever happened to you?
No, like, I've seen, like, with one girlfriend, like, I seen her friend, and her friend was like, I was like, oh, okay, you know, nice. I see why niggas be going at that, like, you know, she's right. But I haven't been in a relationship where there was me, you know, looking somewhere else, because I'm type like, yo, if I'm exclusive, like, you know, then that's what it is. But when I'm single, I'm single. But when I'm in something with, like, that's all, you know, that's all I got eyes for, that's all I really need to see. But I'm not a blind man, you know what I'm saying? I do notice if a chick walks by and she got a crazy ass jiggling and shit, you know, I just won't be a dick and be like, oh, wow, look at that shit, and break my neck while I'm with her. You know what I'm saying? But now I never came to the point where I met a chick and I want to, like, fuck her friend or fuck her relative or some shit like that, because that's just trite.
Angel. Have you ever had a girlfriend or a female friend that end up, like, you know, sleeping with your ex, or even at the time when you were dealing with a nigga, she ended up fucking him while you was with him?
I've never had that happen, because I tend to, when my, put it like this, 9 times out of 10, my man don't like my friends, or vice versa.
Oh my God.
So it's always
either.
Been like that with me.
Wow,
I've never really had, like, a friend that was cordial with my man, especially any really close female friends. A lot of my close female friends that I've had that, like, I can consider my best friends are gay. So we can X that out, number one. Any of the ones that are not gay that hang around when I'm dating, not something, don't even like the person I'm dating, like, or, you know, whatever the case may be, I've just never had that happen. I've heard of that happening before, but I've never had that happen. And again, I don't know, like, the whole thing what Black said about, like, watching, like, a girl walk past and stuff like that, like, with me, you know, if I'm dating somebody and he's looking at a female, I'm going to be like, yeah, she fat, ain't she? Like, it's just not a big deal to me. Like,
that's never the big deal for me. It's not a big deal to me. I probably see the bitch before he do, you know?
Exactly. It's just not a big deal.
That's why I say y'all women are exquisite, and it's, you know, due to be lucky. See, it goes right back to shit I be saying.
Okay, well. With that being said, I want to get to a caller. Last 4 digits on your number is 6440. 6440, you're live on air.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's up?
Hello? Yeah, it's Chuck Notes calling out the Boogie Down.
How you doing, Chuck Notes from the Boogie Down Bronx? How are you?
I'm doing all right. Working hard, trying not to kill nobody.
I hear you. So, I know that you've been tuning into the show, and I know you've probably been listening for a while, but what I wanted to know is, have you ever been in a relationship with somebody and you was with that girl, but yet when you came around her friends, automatically, you know, like, out of nowhere, you started, you know, wanting to, like, talk to her friends, be close to them, possibly fuck them?
Actually, that happened to me a couple times, but, you know,
really?
I knew where to draw the line at. You know, sometimes they be sending you the innuendos, and I'm like, nah, I can't even do it, because this sounds like a setup. So, like, I just stayed away from it. I'm not going to lie, I've been tempted. But I was like, damn. But I haven't been in that many relationships to even go through that, so that was only very few.
I definitely hear you. Angel, what do you have to say to Chuck Notes and fucking Boogie Down Bronx?
Hi, first of all. You don't sound rough in the voice like most of the New Yorkers do. So that's pleasant to hear.
You really damn blind. Oh, shit.
But all jokes aside, no, I can respect a man who can hold his penis in his pants and not be tempted to fuck friends. I've never had that situation where, as I was dating people, Now, what I will say is I've had guys try to talk to me and us, one of my friends who I'm really, really close with, because we are two different types of females. And it doesn't really last long because once they understand how close we are, they tend to back off and shy off, you know. I've had that happen, but not when I was actually dating someone. I've never had, you know, my boyfriend or my guy friend try to have sex with any of my female friends. Because like I said, 9 times out of 10, they don't even like each other from the beginning. So.
Like I said before, I'm not going to lie. Every guy thinks about it sometimes, at least once or twice. You know, that's why we always think twice. I mean, the good men don't think about it. Other dudes don't give a damn. They're like Stevie J. Like, yo, I'm going to control everything. I'm going to just take control of everything. Ain't just going to work like that. I'm like, I don't know, man. That's just my opinion.
Fuck Stevie J. Nobody should. Everybody should just. If nobody's going to, like. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, I never knock anybody for, like, you know, if you good at something, you good at something. So if you good at fucking, you know what I'm saying, making beats and sing your ass off, okay. But, like, fuck you as a person. Like, he's a fuck boy. Like, I could not, he's somebody that, like, I could not even fucking, like, I don't, like, after a while I get tired of talking about him because he's, like, is nothing really positive to say. You know what I'm saying? Like, that nigga is just so fucking filthy to me. Like, he got a, he, I don't know, whatever. But shout out to you, Chuck Nelson.
I actually called in to comment on the Chris Brown Trey Songz situation. That was funny.
The what? Stating like the Chris Brown Trey Songz?
When y'all was talking about it, because you're talking about how you missed the old Chris Brown, the old Trey Songz. I feel like if once you get in the industry, you know, after you done made whatever made you, and to shy away from that. That's what I think will happen to a lot of people. That's probably one of the reasons why I'm pushing forward to trying to get out there. But I ain't gonna lie, though, you know, the publicity would be nice sometimes. But
we went to old Chris Brown before he slapped Rihanna. He was talking about.
That's what we got.
Before he was fucking chucking up deuces. Okay, on bitch, getting fly and shit.
Yeah, that's what we want.
Oh, you know. Excuse me, Ned.
When
I saw you from across
up,
the room.
Yeah.
You know? I'm just
like, I mean, but I'm gonna like to listen to music, you know. If I hate the music, you know, I'm not gonna be a hater. So, you know.
No,
I
I'm not a hater. I just don't want to. If I'm gonna listen to a love song, I don't want to turn BET on into this nigga like backflipping and climbing walls. Like it just throws my whole mental off.
That's
I want to visualize like. Can't, you know, I don't know. I just be confused. He just confused me. He don't know what he wants to be with as far as, like, his whole thing with his music. So I'd rather just hear someone who, what I hear is what I see.
I'm sorry.
When it comes to certain songs, like, I like certain vulgarity in songs, you know. I like certain bad, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, I like sometimes the certain songs when they're talking about, like, I want to fucking face down, ass up. You know, like, I don't know. It catches a fucking a melody in my ear that I like to repeat. But I'm just saying, shout out to...
It depends on the song, you know. I feel you. I'm exactly the same way. I like singing sex songs, you know, but it's got to be meaningful and tasteful too at the same time. That's why I feel like it's missing a lot of music now.
Yes, I agree. I definitely agree with that.
I'm stuck to karaoke bars.
That's what it is. So thank you again, Chuck Notes from the Bronx, for calling in tonight on All Barbies Radio. All right, well, Black, I have a question for you.
Yeah, well, that's all the questions always for me. All right, let's go.
All right, so, okay. I want to know, because, like, I was sitting back the other day, and I had just, like, you know, somebody ran across my mind from my past, and I happened to, you know, have that thought, like, you know, while thinking about them, I had that thought of, like, one of my most, like, embarrassing things that ever happened to me, like, while we were having sex. So I want to know, Black, like, what was one of the most embarrassing things that happened to you while you was having sex with someone?
We fell off the bed.
That's embarrassing, or is that normal? Because Angel.
Nah, it was embarrassing.
Wait, can we get a hand clap across the air, please? Because
we're
not playing about fucking bed with me, nigga, and we're not doing something
hold
right.
Hold on. No, it was embarrassing because there were people under us. So when we fell, like, mad heads ran upstairs, like, hey, what happened? And, you know, I wasn't supposed to have nobody upstairs.
So I guess we can give him, what, a point or two, Angel? Because he wasn't supposed to be upstairs while he was having fucking sex. And then him and her got wild and crazy, and then they ended up falling off the bed and ended up having, like, a loud thump. And they just thought something happened, I guess. But,
Yo, fucking locker fell, yo.
Angel, what was one of the most embarrassing things that happened to you while you were having sex?
I don't know.
Yes, you do know.
I have to think. Like, that's one of those I have to actually sit back and think. I don't know.
Well, it wasn't embarrassing. It wasn't embarrassing for me, but it was embarrassing for the girl.
Wow.
Like, I was in it, and she had pooted.
Well, wait. You said what?
I was in it, and she pooted. Like, that wasn't embarrassing for me. That was
he said pooted.
I just got up off the shit as quick as I could. Like,
why did you get out of it though? When she pulled it, what the fuck?
She's steak.
Okay, I got one.
Yeah,
I have one. I do. I have one because it's not more so embarrassing anymore because now I don't care. I just be like, whatever. But I remember like one time. I was having sex with her. I had to pee. So I was like, get up, I gotta pee. And like, he didn't wanna stop. And I was like, no, like, get the fuck off me, I gotta pee. I think that's kind of embarrassing. Like, usually you're trying to have sex and shit, and then like, you have to piss. Now I'm doing shit. I was just like, get the fuck up, I gotta pee.
Wait.
I don't know, sir. That's kind of gross.
Yeah, that's a muscle. So like, okay, it's all good. And so we gotta pee, and then it's just like, oh shit, I gotta pee. Hold on.
Yeah,
But then I heard though,
if you feel like you got that pee sensation, you probably about to squirt.
No. It's me about to pee. I'm about to pee.
Well, since we, okay,
and
you know what?
I've had a guy tell me to go ahead and pee. That's
disgusting, though. Getting more comfortable. You know, that's why y'all put on the teddy and shit, and you take a piss, and you do whatever, so you're comfortable, because you know for the next at least hour and some change, you're going to be occupied.
First of all, Black. I'm not getting no urinary tract infection, nigga. If I gotta pee, I gotta pee, okay? Everybody knows that I'm pro water. I drink gallons and gallons of water all day long because I be yelling at fucking bad kids all day long. So if I gotta fucking pee, you need to unpack and get up so I can go handle my business.
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, I thought that's what you were do when you were in the bathroom getting comfortable.
I'm just saying, before we get to these callers, though, like, I'm sorry. Like, and I wasn't going to fucking say it. Like, we got to keep up 100 at all times, you know, like, you know, okay. So, something that happened to me that was embarrassing was two things really quickly. One of them, when I was giving, you know, when I was having intercourse with that special someone, and we were doing the damn thing, and they're like, you know, it was my time to shine, and I go to go do the do downtown, and I had to fucking burp so fucking bad, like, belch, like... I had to know so bad, like, I felt so bad for doing it, and, I mean...
Man, this some old bullshit.
What the fuck is bullshit? Because it happens, like, that happens. And then, you know what, like, I'm not gonna lie to y'all, like, I remember my, like, in the beginning stages, like, when I first started even, you know, exploring shit, and... I was dealing with somebody, you know, we were really young, and when, oh my God, this was so embarrassing, oh my God, but we were giving each other oral sex, and when it was my time, because you know I'm such a fucking monster, but when it was my time to shine, we were young, and I was doing that, and like, you know, Angel, how you said, like, you had to pee, like, okay, you have to pee. Okay, well, he was so young that he couldn't tell the difference between, like, him having to come and him having to piss. Not that he peed in my mouth, but...
I think I just gagged in my mouth, like...
No. He did not come in my mouth. I mean, he's not peeing in my mouth. But when he pulls out... It was just like, I got fucking holes down, B.
Oh, man.
There
no,
I go. There I go. Because it was a... No. That was a little... Stop. Okay.
No. All I have to say is going back to what? How many episodes I've been saying this over and over... I can't.
It is what it is. I kept it on it, like, because I wanted to know what the fuck was y'all most embarrassing moments during sex. So I had to tell y'all what was my most embarrassing. And, like, I expect that was, young. We were like, I don't even want to tell you how young I was. I really don't. But we were really young. And that's all I'm going to say. And it happened. And whatever.
Yo, I think that's the funniest thing y'all heard in the past.
But can I get to some callers up? All right. Last one to just like a number is 8574. You're live on air.
Hey, what's up? This is Monte.
Hey, what's up, Monte? How you doing?
What's up?
Not too much. Just sharing some embarrassing moments during sex. It's with you.
So I heard. I just actually finished this quiz, but I'm chilling right now.
That's what it is. So I want to know. If everybody doesn't know, this is definitely another one of the All Barbs promoters calling in, supporting the All Barbs movement and All Barbs Radio. So shout out to you. At Evil, I guess, Monte nowadays. But I want to know, what was, like, one of, like, the something that happened to you that was embarrassing during sex?
I thought it was in high school. And I had this girl in the woods. So we was in the woods.
That is in the woods.
That's crazy. That's scary.
Yeah,
but yeah. So it was daytime. So that shit's gonna make it feel better. From the back, yeah, you know, I was sending it from the back, and when I went to, like, open it up and everything, like, it was like white stuff between her ass cheeks, and I'm like, what the fuck is that? Whatever. And then, like, she looked at me, like, she was super embarrassed. Like, I felt bad for her. And then it came and turns out to be tissue. Like, I guess she wiped her ass and she didn't clean it. So I'm
sure all
it's crazy. I was like, like,
that was disgusting.
But wait, so you never, so wait. So you didn't, so when you spreaded the cheeks, because I know how y'all niggas like to do, y'all like to get up in it, y'all like to spread cheeks and shit. I love it. But you didn't say nothing to her about the white shit that was in the crack of her ass? You didn't ask if that was baby powder, hopefully praying, wishing, and hoping, you know? I'm just saying. I'm just fucking saying.
You can tell the difference between baby powder and rolled up toilet paper stuck in your ass.
That's fucking embarrassing on her behalf. On her. If I was you, I would have so fucking sick because my mission was to fucking come. You know what I mean? And to see that would have made my dick so fucking soft if I had one. It would have made me so soft. And it would have been like, fuck, bitch, I brought you all the way out in the middle of the woods, in the neck of the woods. White toilet paper out your ass, and you knew you was coming to fuck
you. That shit could attract bears and shit.
I'm an animal that was exactly that lurks in the motherfucking woods. Are you kidding me?
Like,
she was fucking bait. She was bait, and then you would have became bait if the cell kept going. Because whatever animal would have got high would have got you.
No.
Nah, it's not that. That shit ain't cool,
but. I do have another one. I thought it would take me a while to ponder. Y'all know I'm like semi perfect.
If it took you that long to ponder, that means there were just so many embarrassing things.
It was
you
so fucking funny. No. Okay, so I remember one time, right, I was having sex, like, while I was talking to my boss on the phone.
Girl, I had sex and I was talking to my mama.
I've done it.
So that's kind of embarrassing.
I'm talking to my mom, girl.
For a guy, that's the funniest shit in the world.
But try talking to your mother, though. Like, she's fucking telling you to tell you something, and you're getting fucked. And it's like, your mother called you twice, so she's concerned. Like, so you know you're going to pick up on that third call. And you're like, hey, mama, okay. Oh, fuck. Yes,
okay. When you're talking to your boss, you know, you got your Professor White voice on, you know, so.
But what do you want for your mother, though? Come on. You shouldn't have fucking porn star moans and groans when you're talking to your mom.
I'll call you back. And shit, now I'm saying.
My mother got something to tell me. She got something to tell me.
text me. Shit, I can read and send a text.
That's crazy. But when her boss, what was he saying? Like, Angel, can you please come in? And then half an hour, you was like,
No, so the crazy part about it was, like, I was trying to answer, and it was just like, he's in my ear, like, whose pussy is this? And I'm like, like, trying to push the phone. So, like, he can't hear him. It was just too much. Like, That was kind of embarrassing because I know my boss knew what was going on and shit. Like, clearly you knew what was going on. You were still trying to hold a conversation at the same time.
That kind of happened to me too. It really did. Something like that. It happened to me. I got called in the middle of doing the do out of town, and it's so funny that with me being caught, because I thought I was being so slick. That my fucking eyelashes told everything. It told the whole story because my eyelashes were so fucking flipped up that they created a fake account with my eyelashes and they started a trending topic with my eyelashes. Like, they did because they just flipped the fuck up. I had no fucking time to even take them bitches off because I had to catch that bus. We had to catch that bus. And they just deadass was like, yo, are you fucking right now? And I was like, no, I'm not. Well, what time do we have to be there? And they're like, in 20 minutes. I'm like, what the fuck? Oh, shit. All right. That I had no choice but to fucking walk all the way. I'm not even going to say where I was at, because if I do, y'all niggas going to be so quick to pick up where exactly I was at in the DMV area. But I had to go back to that station, and I had to fucking make that bus so I could come back to New York. And my eyelashes told the fucking story, and niggas was like, yo, so you want to still sit here and lie and be just fucking lie, like, what's wrong with you? Why are you lying? That was the truth. If you don't, and they was like, speak now, or we gonna make a fucking fake account, bitch. I was like, make that fake account, bitch. God, fuck it.
I'm mad because I'm so mad because if anybody pays attention, he's already told this fucking story before, and now, bitch, I understand what happened.
Yes, okay, yes.
Oh, my God.
Embarrassing moment. My fucking eyelashes were like, they said, hi, my name is Eyelash, and I just want to let you know that I am Eyelash. I get fucked 20 minutes before you have to get on the bus, and I have no time to even stick back down to the island right now because I'm such in fucking shock. Like, yeah, listen. That's crazy.
Mm-mm-mm.
But I definitely do black. I know we have another caller in the building. Last one, did you say your number is 8826. 8826. You're live on air.
Moving along.
All right, well, damn, niggas is ooh on me. They so disrespectful. They know I'm on air right now. They know I'm on air. last one of your number is 4142. 4142. You're live on air.
I'll read it's your boy Smoothie Dude, man. 501 representative, Little Rock, Arkansas. Stand up, black. What's good? Angela, what's good? Boss Barbs, Nikki Barbs, y'all, you know, y'all number one and two on the list. What's good with y'all?
Nothing smooth. You know, you just made my motherfucking night. You know, you made my night.
What the fuck, that?
What?
Look at how black. Let me try out real quick. Black?
What? let me talk sexy to him real quick, because you know we don't have that much time left. But yes, when fucking Smooth the Dude called me from Little Rock, if I'm in Little Rock, Arkansas right now, like, y'all niggas would hate us.
Sure.
Y'all would hate us.
So niggas and bitches, real talk. Ladies,
no,
and
for
teams,
real.
Everybody.
Deadass. Shout out to you, Smooth. But you already know, I'm so fucking nosy, and I want to know, what was, like, one of your most embarrassing moments during sex? Like, what was something that you could say that was embarrassing that happened while you was having sex?
Man, I'm going to be real. I mean, I ain't had none here recently.
Shit,
you know,
I was
me being, me being
I got
grown.
Peed on.
But I can say in high school, you know, you're young or whatever, I ain't really got too many places to take a chick, you know what I'm saying, unless you were very well blessed. But I'm in the park after dark, and I got this chick over the hood of my car or whatnot, right? And I mean, I'm beating from the back or whatnot, however you want
to
call it. And
that
you know,
nigga's loud to me from the back. That
yeah,
well,
sure,
that's
for
back.
Sure. Get it in. Long stroke. That's what we call it down here in the South area. But, the car's coming by, whatnot, and all of a sudden we see the same car, like, keep coming by, like, hitting circles around the park. And all of a sudden they just flash a little light on us. It ended up being the police. And they just let this light shine for a while before he actually came over there. So me, I just kept hitting it. Fuck, you know what I'm saying? I got the spotlight on me, so I kept hitting it. And so he came over there. Well, I'm going to have to give you a ticket for indecent exposure and all that. But it was a good show. But I still got to give you this ticket for indecent exposure. But you were putting in some work, and I couldn't do nothing but laugh with the cop. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. Angel, what you got to say to that? Oh, my God. What do you have to say to that?
Bitch, I'm still trying to catch my breath on these eyelashes. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm tripping off the eyelashes too, boo. I can't even
I don't know. Like, that's crazy.
crazy? Because I've had, no, I'm going to stop right there. I don't know. I think that's crazy. You got a ticket for that.
Yeah, yeah, he gave me a decent exposure, but he was saying I put on a good show. So that really, you know, hey, made me laugh at the same time. I'm like, damn, bro, you still got to give me the ticket. But, hey, you know, made him laugh, made me laugh. I mean, he didn't take me to jail. So, I mean,
I can relate because you want to know what's so funny? In New York, like, you can definitely get a ticket for that shit. Like, you can definitely get a ticket for having sex with somebody in your car, outside your car, on your fucking car, the car that you fucking made a car note for, that shit that's registered in your name that you got fucking, that you got to put gas in that bitch. She even told me to what a bitch to fuck her. You know what I'm saying? Like, they will give you a ticket for indecent, you know, like, you know, for just being obscene and, you know, basically it's like loitering, like you're just exploiting yourself to everybody else. Not everybody want to see that or whatever. But shout out to you for fucking putting on a good show, though. But I would have still tried to fight that ticket off, like, off the shirt.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I was like 15, 16. I was young, and I ain't know. I'm really trying to hide it from my people. So I just went down there and gave them the money, the little money they wanted. You know what I'm saying? Try to keep everything on the earth. You know, with my folks. And what was crazy, the little chick didn't even see him coming. I guess she, her eyes closed or whatever, what have you. But she didn't even see him. She didn't even know that the spotlight was on him. So after the cop came up, you know, pulled up a little bit closer. And, you know, that's when I finally quit. And I guess she finally realized what was going on, too. But it was crazy.
That's what it is. I just want to say, you know, I appreciate Smoothie Dude for calling in, sharing his fucking wild-ass, crazy, embarrassing moment, because, you know, that is embarrassing to get caught by cops. But thank you so much for calling in.
Already, you know I got y'all. I'll be tuning in Thursday, too, man. Y'all know how I do it.
Exactly. You already know I got you on your show. That's all we do. Thank you.
Hey, you stay, boo. Hey, y'all have a good night, Black.
All right.
You know you can't leave without saying you're staying.
Already, man. Yeah, I'm tripping. Y'all apologize later. Excuse me for this. I'm sorry. I got 100 things on my mind. One thing, my little mixtape, it just dropped. Y'all go to detective.com, search Smooth, THADUDE. But now, if you're not fucking with Boss Bars, Nicky Bars, my nigga Brooklyn Black, man, find the tallest building in your city and just jump off that thing. You hear me? Plunge. Kill yourself. Really, shit.
Yes, already.
I hear you with the swag, with the slang already.
Already. Shut up. All right, so yeah.
That's me, yo, on Twitter. Y'all niggas got me fucking cracking up, yo. I really can't. Shout out to Key Continental. But yeah, I reminisced about another embarrassing moment.
Jesus Christ.
Another embarrassing moment for me that happened when I was having sex was that I actually started feeling like major cramping. Like I knew, like it was just like that knock at the door for it telling you it's like that time of the month. And I'm fucking him still because I still don't see nothing. And I'm just like, but the cramps is telling me like, bitch, hop up off that shit and go relax your ass because I'm about to come down. And he thought that the whole entire time that, like, he was fucking breaking me, like, she's fucking squinching, she's fucking holding her abdomen, like, I'm putting it down. No, you wasn't. I was just cramping, and, like, I was just too embarrassed to fucking even tell you, like, that I felt like I was getting ready to have my period. But thank God, you know, the meds didn't come about, but that nigga really thought that he was putting in work, and he really wasn't. Like, I really had the face of, like, pain. He thought, like, he was fucking Stevie Jane out this bitch, like, yeah, no.
off, Stevie?
No, no, no. No, not really. That was another one of my embarrassing moments. I definitely want to go into another motherfucking commercial break. Well, we have the time, and you already know what to do, Black. You already know, so that way me and Angel can come back on and wrap it up. So let's go into this commercial break. If y'all fucking didn't know, y'all tuning into All Vibes Radio. Y'all need to fucking pay attention and listen. Y'all could definitely, like, by tuning in, like, I can't see how nobody could even, like, really say that they know me and Angel and Black. Like, what?
We do have someone waiting to get on.
Oh, shit. Okay, well, you know, you can bring the person through then.
All right. Miss Roxy Blue, you're on the air.
Hey, what's good, you bro?
Hi, Bessie. How are you?
How are you doing, Mama?
I miss you.
I miss you more. Black, I miss you.
And I was just talking to your ass all day yesterday. I know. Real.
Well, I'm good. I just have to really comment on this whole embarrassing sexual moment. Like, what? I am a witness to the whole eyelash thing with with.
If you're gonna tell it, please tell it. Please tell the story so people can believe me.
Right. Because I always have my little handy dandy save freaking Lewinsky kit aboard. And when I say, like, you have to walk around with hair glue with this bitch and her lashes and her tracks, like, it's real out of here, like, out in these streets. Because really
I fucking
real.
Get wild. I have a good time. Sorry.
And me, I'm the type of girl, like, when I do my nasty thing, like, and this is what I swear to this girl. I'm like, yo, you can't be wearing no glue in tracks. Like, you need to sew that shit in. So when a nigga pull your tracks, they're not moving. But then her lashes is a whole nother situation. It's a whole nother lifestyle. That shit, like, those kids be throwing up all types of gang signs and shit.
They literally, no, but Angel, they literally fucking, because they knew I was fucking. They knew I was fucking. But because I kept lying, like, my nose kept growing and growing and growing, it was only right that they fucking bashed me out. Like, Roxy was there the day. She was fucking in the same house. She just wasn't aware until the aftermath when I had to wake her up, like, yo, we gotta fucking go. We got a bus to catch back to New York. And she's just like, bitch, you're not going to take them fucking I know you was having sex. Like, you're not going to take them off? And I was like, no, bitch, no, I got to go. We got to make this. If I take them off, like.
Like, that shit was dead as a trending topic. Like.
They made it a trending topic on Twitter. Like,
Nikki's
it became
laughing.
A trending topic. I don't know. I don't even know who the fuck I am at this point. I had probably like 2,000 followers at this time. And they made it such a trending topic. That shit almost got promoted because everybody who did not know who I was just like talking that shit about me. Like, yeah, if I had her eyelashes, pound sign, if I had niggas eyelashes, like, them shits is fucking doing the Dougie. Them shits is like my fucking windshield wiper. They were just going in on my life. And I would not take them out until, and I was a trooper. Was I not a trooper, Roxy?
They look like chemotherapy was being done all last year. They were just slowly falling off. Like, they were just holding on for their lives, but they had to go. Like, it was terrible. It was a situation, like, like, there was no words for that. For you know how, like, when people walk around because they just got beat up, like, a girl walk around with big-ass shades on her face because she got a black eye and she don't want no one to see? Like, this bitch was trooping it out until she got on that bus. Like, she had to take the shades off, and then everybody was like, you know, when that nigga got knocked out on Friday, it was like, damn, he took his shades off.
And then I got to a point where I just had to admit it, like, okay, yes, I was having rough sex. I was having sex to the point where my fucking head was buried into something that I don't want to
remember. That nigga had her face in the fucking carpet dragging her with them shits, how they were looking.
My shits was so fucked up, and then, like, I got tired of just talking about me, and I finally pulled off the lashes halfway into New York. I finally pulled them off because I got so tired of everybody.
And we got pictures of that shit, too. Shout out to Quarley TV.
And they have pictures.
Shout out to Quarley TV. It's actually like a centipede, like seriously.
Oh,
on her fucking lap, yo. That shit was so crazy.
Well, now that the whole entire fucking world knows that, so I got fucked something crazy in my eyelashes. And shout out to the nigga that fucked me all crazy because he definitely was tuning in. Shout out to you, buddy. I miss you. I really, really miss you. And I got on lashes right now. What's good? What's fucking good? It's about to be Labor Day weekend. I'm trying to be there.
What? Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah, I already know. I'll be in Brooklyn, so.
No way.
Oh, man.
It's
funny.
So crazy,
yeah,
but at least I had a witness to confirm my embarrassing story. So y'all don't think that I'm just making it up, but that was definitely embarrassing for me to fucking stand on the line and have all these other civilians that walk the street that was waiting for a bus look at me like,
uncivilized ass lashes.
They were uncivilized. My lashes were talking to me. Like, they were it was literally like the fucking guy on my shoulder and the fucking devil, like, with my lashes. And I was just like, I can't right now. Like, I can't. Like, we had no time to get ready. I had no makeup. We had no makeup on. My hair, forget about it. But then my hair was just all in different types of fucking knots and curls, and I had to just go. Like, that was just a sad case. Like, somebody should have TMZ'd me. They would have made a lot of money.
Wow.
But thank you, Roxy Blue, for fucking holding it down, fucking having my back, and definitely calling in. I love you.
Love you so
much. And if y'all don't fucking know who this is my best friend for life. I don't give a fuck. This bitch is my bitch, and this bitch knows that I am a loyal bitch, and I've been there for her through so many ups and downs, and she's been there for me through so many ups and downs. She's been there for me throughout everything, just everything, and everything that she's told me, like, she was actually honestly right, and I hardly run into people, you know, that when they tell me certain things and I listen to and I apply, that they were actually right, besides my mama. And shout out to Roxy Blue, and if y'all didn't know, she's definitely an artist herself. And she's definitely an independent artist. And if you ever catch my show, if you definitely call in at exactly 8 o'clock, Roxy Blue, my show, is that's definitely her spitting fucking hot fire. Like, hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue. Oh my gosh, I love it. And shout out to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, but I'm definitely kicking your ass off air now because we're about to drop it up. All right, yes, yes, yes. So we are coming to the ending of the fucking All Barbs radio show, and you definitely tune in with us again on Thursday. We'll be back on Thursday. Like, you have a day to rest and for you to fucking prepare your questions and prepare for me to put you on the fucking hot seat, because when I ask you, when I tell you I want to know something, I really want to fucking know. And, I mean, it is up to you to keep it 100 or not, and I do respect it, but everybody's human. We all make mistakes. I believe every one of us have gotten peed on. I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one. And I'm not the only one that had fucking flipped upside, cross-hanging eyelashes after hardcore It really took me a lot to say that shit, like, because I look so ratchet. Like, I'm somebody that they probably would have put on a dead ass wrong website, like, dead ass wrong, like, look at this bitch. For real, like, I really played myself, but I had a great time, and I didn't give a fuck because my pussy was saying so many other different things, and it really kept telling my mind, like, fuck that shit,
right,
bitch.
Right.
Be good. Be good. Yes. Yes. So, shout out to everybody that fucking called in and said their most embarrassing sex moment and did share their fucking, you know, their own opinion to the whole Love & Hip Hop situation with these bitches that fucking just put it out there like, listen, nigga, I want you for your dick and your money. Anything else, nigga, you can miss me with all that shit. Like, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, it is what it is. So a bitch that talks like that can only just expect things that she gets back in return and only can accept the way that she's talked to, I believe, because that's crazy. But as I always say, don't give a fuck about what nobody has to say about what you are doing and what you got going on. Like, fuck them niggas. Do you. Live your life. You only have one life to live. Like, do what you can and try to be positive while doing it, because I really believe if you be yourself and you try to do certain things and you know you have a positive mindset, that positivity will fucking throw your way and more people will jump on, you know, the bandwagon with what you got going on and support you more. So do you, be true to you, fuck everybody else that's not putting money in your pockets, that's not feeding you, fucking you, or financing you. If you're not doing none of those things to me, fuck off as if, bitch. And I love you all. Mwah. Good night.
Like I always say, just keep the squeeze out your circle. Do something positive with yourself. If you want to get involved or want to come support me in any of my upcoming events, get at me at Angel Love Sweets, and I'm also on Facebook. Finally, you can find me on Angel King, and I love you all, and see you Thursday. Mwah.
Yeah, and here's what I gotta say.
Tell the DJ turn it up, let the DJ bring it back. Tell him play that shit again, tell him nothing like that. Oh,
Trey, I ain't got but two reasons to be here, man. All the bottles pop out of the top.
I know it's somebody's birthday right now. Right now, right now, right now. It's somebody getting drunk too. Right now.
If it wasn't for the chicks, I've been this bitch, you wouldn't find us. Even way out in China, same thing, when I came through the door like I'm down in Tennessee.
I only came here for a reason.
Initiating shutdown sequence.